Acharis HaMa'ak.
And later, she...
Yes, we'll start. Okay, so we're holding the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, the last three words, Shema Mina Tlas. So maybe just quickly, we'll quickly review three lines down what the last case is to lead us into it. The Amar of Yochanan, Behema Shel Shnei Shatfim, if you have a Behema of two different Shatfim, Hikdish Chatzia, so since you only own half, you can only be Makdish half, and therefore obviously you can't bring a half a carbon, V'chazer V'lacha, then I bought the second half because I wanted to bring the whole thing as a carbon, V'hikdisha, and then I was Mekadish again the second half, Kedusha, the whole entire thing is Kaddish Ve'ena Kreva. However, I am not allowed to bring it as a carbon because since at the beginning only half of it was Kaddish and it was Nidcha from the Mizbeach, once it was Nidcha at the beginning, it can never be Roy again. However, it does have a Kedusha Damim and you could sell it and buy with that money another carbon that you could be Nikrav Agabi Mizbeach. Also, it's a Tmura, and if you make a Tmura, the Tmura will be Chal. However, the Tmura will be the same level of just the Kedushas Damim that can't be Nikrav Agabi Mizbeach, rather it could just be sold.
If you redeem it, you can buy...
So if you redeem it with money, you could use that money to buy a second animal,
and
that second animal, you're going to be Makdash the whole second animal, not only half, you're going to be Makdash it completely, so you could do it. That's halacha of all Kedushas Damim.
Why
tomorrow?
Tomorrow is when you take a different animal.
Oh, no. So tomorrow will not be Nikra.
Redemption different
from tomorrow. Tomorrow is a whole different passion of Torah. So the tomorrow has the same status as the first one. So since the first one is only Kedushas Damim, the second one is only Kedushas Damim. However, the pigeon of the Kedushas Damim is meant to go ahead and buy another animal, which could be Kedushas Hagaf, Shema Mina Tlas. So we see from Rav Yochanan three separate halachas, three separate Kedushim. Kedush number one, Shema, top of Zayin Amud Beis, Shema Mina Bali Chayim Nidachem. That even when you're alive, and you know, whenever you're alive, there's always hope, still, we paskin is when it comes to Dichoy for the Mizbeach, even a Bal Chay could be Nidcha. What's the chiddush here? It's Dr. Ashi. Bal chai nidachem, im nidchu yidchul oilam. Even when the animal's alive, and before it's shechted still, once it's nidcha for 1 second, it's nidcha for forever, and you're never allowed to bring this animal on the mizbeach. Again, you could use the money to bring an animal on the mizbeach, but this animal cannot be nikrav al gabi mizbeach. However, ikal manda amar, there's another manda amar, mesechus yuma, that ein dichay el b'shchutim. Only once the animal's shachot and then it's nidcha, then it could be nidcha. Aval bal chai she nidchu, chodim v'nirim. As long as it's alive, it could always bounce back. And even though it was pushed away, it could come back and now be kosher. Uzidei kreva hach behema, kishachadav laka chatzia. So Rav Yochanan is telling you a chiddush, not like this manda amar, because according to this manda amar, that since it's still alive, so you're makdish half, so now, when I bought the second half, it's chayzer v'nirin, and therefore you would be able to bring it on the mizbeach. So Rav Yochanan teaches us that it's not true that even a bal chay could be dochay me'al gabi mizbeach.
So much for Yishma Minah.
What?
So much for your first Shmami.
It's a machlokes, and Rav Yochanan's teaching you that we don't paskin like that mandamer. Chiddush number two, Ushmamina dichay me'ikara havi dichay. The second chiddush is that a dichay me'ikara, that a carbon which is nidcha all the way from the beginning and not just after it's roy, havi dichay. So what's the chiddush of that a dichay meikar? You would think that a dichay meikar is a stronger dichay. So Rashi again explains, dichay meikara, kagoyin zu, shematchil sekdesh le'niris likarev. Over here, when I was makdash half, from the first second I made a kaddish, it was not right. So over here, that's considered good dichay. However, once again, ikam manda amar, if you learn mesechla sukkah, daflam megimel, the third parak, you'll see that there's a manda amar, the plague. V'amar ein dichay, Ella b'nira v'nidcha. He says is, if you got it, you always get a chance. If you get one opportunity, but once you lose it, you lose it. So he says this: once you already got an opportunity, let's say the whole entire animal was kaddish, and then something happened to it. Let's say for some reason it became pasul, and then it became kosher. Then it's nidcha. However, if you never got opportunity, so then it's just like one long process. Then it's taking a process. That first half is kaddish, and now that the process is completed, it could be done. So Rabbi Yochanan again is teaching you: don't say like that, manda amar. And since we don't say like that, manda amar, so therefore we could say that even though it never had an opportunity, still once it's nitcha once, even though it's nitcha meikar from the beginning, it was never right because from the beginning only half of it was kaddish. Still, it's la'olam nitcha and it can never be brought on the mizbeach. And then finally, the biggest kaddish is. Over here, it never had a Kedushas Haguf. It only had a Kedushas Damim. Since only half of it was Kaddish, it would never Kaddish a Kedushas Haguf. So if it's an animal that was ready to go on the Mizbeach, it could be Nitzcha from the Mizbeach. But this, that only had Kedushas Damim, maybe Malam B'Kaddish. First, you get Kedushas Damim. So there's a fundamental difference between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Haguf means that Guf is kaddish, and the guf is supposed to go on the mizbeach as the carbon. Dumim means this animal was never supposed to go on the mizbeach as a carbon. Rather, its money is holy. I mean, let's say I'm makadish the chair. I never imagined that the chair would go on the mizbeach. What I meant is I'm going to make it kaddish. Now I'm going to give the chair to Hektish. Hektish is going to sell that chair. With that money, they're going to go ahead and buy a carbon. So over here, when I said half of the animal is in Oila, I never imagined that half the animal will be Nikrav Al-Gavim Mizbeach. You can't bring a carbon of a half an animal. So what I was really saying was, is that the value of the half of the animal is going to...
That's
to,
good? That works?
Yeah, that's called Kedushas Damim.
No, but then wasn't his intention.
What, but it wasn't Kedushas Agaf? What?
It wasn't his intention.
What was to do Kedushas Haguf, but I was aware. Basically, I was a shutta for someone else. So I wanted to bring the whole entire animal on the mizbeach and the Kedushas Haguf, but I wasn't able to do it. So the question over here that Rav Yochanan's chiddush is that I was first doing Kedushas Damim, but I wanted to ultimately lead up to a Kedushas Haguf. And we're going to see that there's a machlekes, but we're going to see that Rav Yochanan being machadish, that even once you start off as Kedushas Damim, you're on the wrong track. Once you start on the track of Kedushas Damim, you can never end up on Kedushas Haguf. You have to go, straight into Kedushas Haguf, or else it won't work. Let's take. Well, when half of the animal was kaddish, it was only Kedushas Damim. So now, when the whole animal is kaddish, once I bought out my shutif, and now I wanted to do the whole animal, question is, could it now upgrade and now go to Kedushas Haguf, and now there's nothing holding it back? Could I do it? So he said that no, that once it started, as right, there were two different steps. First, let's say on Sunday, I would makdish the right half of the animal, and then on Monday... Kedushas Damim means an animal that's not supposed to go... That's not right currently to go on the mizbeach.
He has an animal that is right.
Could people mute themselves?
Oh, no.
Could people please mute themselves?
So if you're makdash a shahr, then why won't you just take that shahr and go ahead and be makav agav mizbech? But over here,
he thought by mistake maybe it was a mum. He thought it was a mum, but he discovered later it's not a mum.
So let's take a look at Rashi. I think Rashi will explain it clearer, and then I'll re-explain it. Yesh dichoy bedamim, yesh teres dichoy bedaver. There is a parish of dichay, even though it started off with only a kedusha, only for its value. I mean, this animal, at the beginning, when you said half of it is kaddish, it was never aiming to go on the mizbeach, because half animal is not roi mizbeach. Only its value was kaddish. Kegoin zu, like this one, Shemechila, from the beginning, Lohiktisha, he did not makdish the whole animal, Elo Ledemeha, rather all he was makdish was for its value, Shetimachar, that you should sell it, the Yikadshu Demechatsya. So Rashi is saying pretty clearly that over here, even though he said Chetzya Oila, he didn't mean half of it is an Oila, he meant half of it on being makdish for the value that should be sold to bring an Oila. Because since I know that a half animal cannot be brought as a karban, so therefore I would being makdish it for its value, and then with that, then you'll sell half the animal, and you'll get its value, and when you get its value, then you'll bring a second karban.
Seems like Rashi's talking about the legal status of the animal, not the karban of the guy.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He's saying the result is, you're saying even if he wanted to be makar half an animal, it's impossible. So since it's impossible to bring half an animal, so therefore the de facto is going to be kedusha dam. And that's what Rashi explains. Really, kar v'chatzon loy hoyse re'uya. It's impossible to go ahead and bring a half an animal. So therefore it cannot be chal a kedusha dagof, even if the guy wanted to for it to be chal. But fil hachi, but even though it only started as Kedushas Damim, so now if I want to go ahead and upgrade it to a Kedushas Hagof, still we say, well, since at the beginning it was Dachai, why was it Dachai? Because it's only half an animal. So then we say is that now it's Dachai La'ilam. If at one point it wasn't Roy, it's not proper for it to be to go on the Mizbeach, and now it's Nidcha La'ilam. And don't tell me, which I might have thought, that you only say dichay if it has kedushas agof and it was ro'i at least to be brought as a carbon theoretically. So then you could say if it's nidcha, it had its opportunity. But over here, it was totally not in the parasha, right? It was only kedushas domim. So now maybe why can't I go ahead and give it a kedushas agof and give it an opportunity? Tara said that no, an animal that started off with the kedusha and it's not ro'i to go ahead and be nikkel gavin zbeach is nidcha for forever. So Rav Yechon is saying we have three big chidushim here in the parasha of Kadshim. Number one, that even though it's alive and it's not shachet, it could be nidcha. Number two, even though it never had an opportunity, it was dachli me'ikara, still it is a dichli. And number three, even though it wasn't even in the same category, right? It didn't even have a kedushas aguf at all. Still, there's a parasha that since this animal at 1 second couldn't be nikrav, it would never be able to be nikrav.
What about the nikrav bochur b'damim? He has to buy another korban afterwards?
Well, now it has the kedushas damim, and the guy said harei du oila, right? I mean, theoretically, I could be makriv of something, let's say a pareches, that way they could hang it up in the Beis HaMikdash, or to make that damim, or you could do it for different things. But this guy's intention was harei du oila, so that means he was doing kedushas damim for the specific. He wasn't doing kedushas b'al kavayis. He was doing kedushas damim in order to go ahead and to be makriv of an oila. So then, yeah.
In other words. Okay, I think you gave me the answer. In other words, he's not saying this is
hectic. Right, he's not saying it's hectic and it's going to Bet Kabayis and now they could spend the money on anything. No. No, that could be a different type of kedusha. If you want, I could say I'm giving something to Bezek Kabayis for the improvements of whenever stuff breaks. That would be a different kedusha.
Change your mind.
What?
No,
I'm saying once you're makdish for something, so it's no longer yours. Amir lehektish is kemisira, and it's already not yours. It's already hektish. So, however, you're makdish, so then you're stuck. Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara has a series of questions about kedushin of chatzi isha. Boy, Rabba, chetzich b'chatzi pruta. What about if you go over to the wife? I'm being mekayish the whole of you. But the way the guy is doing it is a very interesting way. Half of you is mekayish with one half of pruta, and the other half is being mekayish with the other half of pruta. So at the end of the day, the whole of you being mekayish with one pruta. But the guy sort of said it in two separate stages. So the Gemara wants to know, mahu. Do you say kivan de amr la chatzi pruta paska? Do you say it was like two separate chalaisim, one on half of you for a half a pruta? That's no good. Then when you say the other half, it's too late. There's nothing to build. Paska, it's cut off. Or maybe you say, yeah, this guy's just an interesting guy. He was just going through a process, the first half or a half of Pruta, just to keep the anticipation. And then the second half, he was being moina v'hoylech, he was going ahead and counting up. At the end of the day, he gave her one Pruta for one whole body, and therefore, so do you say it's a process, or do you say it's two separate things?
There's no concept of
dihu
here.
Yeah, no, right. So only by karbanos is there a special concept.
This is an aid, doesn't have to be totally dibur, right? You can say this later on, right?
So again, so there's two parts to a kedushin. There's the amira, the harayat mukadasha, and there's the nesina. So everyone agrees if you did two different nesinas, when you gave a half a pruta, you gave another half a pruta, then for sure it would be two separate chalaisim. Over here, the guy did one nesina of one whole entire pruta. But he did two different amiras. So the question is, if this amira is like two separate ma'aseh kedushins, or is it not? But if it wouldn't be techle dibur, then it certainly would be two separate things. So it's going to have to be techle dibur in order to say it's one. If it would be two separate things, then it won't be chal. So you could do it two separate times, but it won't be chal. If you want to say it's a process, so then the question is, what exactly did this guy mean? Like, was he just being clever, or did he actually mean to do two separate transactions?
Is not going to give herself up for anything less than pruta, right?
Right, but here he is giving a full pruta for the full body. He just decided to sort of break up the transaction. So sometimes you could go to the store and sort of pay with two different methods. So did he just mean to like pay with two different methods, but he meant to pay the full total, or did he mean to actually do two separate transactions?
Well, in my store, if he had a half a pruta,
Okay.
That's what I would do.
So, imtim saloyma. So, there's a big rule here, which to keep in mind. Whenever the Gemara says imtim saloyma, the Rambam says we paskin like that said. So the Gemara says imtim saloyma. If you want to say the guy was just being clever, he was just doing a process, but avadi meant to be Makadish, the full lady with the full pruta, because everyone knows that kedushin can't be chal on half a lady and not with half a pruta. What about if I say chetzich bepruta, v'chetzich bepruta mahu? Let's say I say half with a whole pruta, and your other half with a whole pruta. What do you say? Do you say kiven de'amar bepruta or pruta? So therefore, I meant to say a separate transaction because I know I can't do a transaction with a half a pruta. But maybe with a full pruta, then I did mean two separate transactions, and then it won't be chal because it's a half a lady, and therefore paska lemilse, and therefore it's paska, it's cut off two separate transactions, and two halves do not equal a whole. It won't work. Since it's the same day and he meant to complete it that day, he meant to go ahead and he was just doing a process, and since he did one nesina, so then therefore it will be chal.
So imtim selma means the first one didn't work.
So at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to say teiku. We're going to have a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam has a rule. Whenever the Gemara says imtim salomar, we were pushing the first shaila. I mean, we answered the first shaila. Now we have a new shaila. The Ravid disagrees and says,
according to Rambam, how did we answer the first shaila? Does it work or not?
Yeah. So the answer was moina v'hilchu. That's one big. That since it was one nesina, it was only one transaction. It wasn't two, and it did work. The Gemara was answering moina v'hilchu. The Ravid said that just because we say imtim salomar, we're just speaking out the different options, but it doesn't mean we pass them. But everywhere in Shas, the Rambam always has this rule. Whenever we say imtim salomar, we're not just saying what if this, what if that. We're saying we hold that way. So according to the Rambam, we passed in the first case, it was one big transaction, but in the second case, we have a suffix. Now we're going to go step three. Imtim
Suleimer. Ask about the complete pruta for each half. She got in the morning first pruta for half. She's saying nothing. He's saying nothing. You know, I believe. So why wouldn't the second half he would be saying nothing again?
Oh.
Instead of combining it.
Right. So correct. So if I would do two separate transactions, I would actually give her a pruta and then give her separately a pruta, it for sure would not work. However, the case over here is I said it, but I didn't give it to her yet. And then I said it the second half before I gave it. And then I gave it both prutas in one giving.
See, they didn't in one day, but the giving was done in one moment.
It was at one moment, right. Because otherwise it's clearly two separate transactions. If at 9 o'clock in the morning I said chetzich b'pruta and I gave her a pruta, and then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon I'm going to say the other half b'pruta and I give it, that's clearly two separate transactions, right? If I walk into your store and I buy something in the morning, and then in the afternoon I buy something else, that's clearly two separate transactions. The case is over here, I did one mace of kedushin. Just the mirror was separate. So since the mirror was separate, the question is, am I being megal that I wanted as two separate transactions, and it was
possible? Really much of a mirror. It's not saying anything. I want half of you to marry. Each time he's saying that.
Right.
So why doesn't
it
work?
Oh, so
the Gemara. You got the whole lady.
Oh, so the Gemara is.
Two transactions, pasha doesn't work.
So the Gemara is about to say Imtim Shlomer again, and we're about to say that it does work. I'm not so sure if you're asking that, or there's a more complicated question that it could be that you're asking, which is Rav Chaim Brisker wants to say, Rav Chaim Brisker says that what is the chasaron always by a chatzi isha? Is it a chasaron in the maisa, or is it a chasaron in the chalais? Meaning, is it a problem you can't do a maisa kedushin to half a lady, or is the problem it can't be chal, you can't be married to a half a lady? So Rav Chaim says, well, over here, it can't be a problem in the chalais, because over here, at the end of the day, I did both halves. It's only a chasaron in the maisa, not in the chalais. I'm not so sure if you meant that more complex thing. I wasn't planning on getting into that, but for extra credit, if anyone wants to look, there's an interesting Rav Chaim Brisker about that. Okay, but in this case, the Gemara, according to the Rambam, is poshut. Since you did one nesina, and even though you did two different amiras, but since it was in one day, and it was one big transaction, but what about if I do chetzich v'pruta ayayim, v'chetzich v'pruta l'machar? I say half in a pruta today, half a pruta tomorrow, and then I do one nesinas kedushin, mahu, what's the halacha? Once again, do you say, kivan de amr lo l'machar, since I pointed out that it's a whole separate day, it's clearly a separate transaction, Pascha, and therefore it's cut in half, and it's two separate transactions, and then you cannot combine them, because two zeros do not equal a whole. Aydilma hachika amrla, or maybe this is what I'm telling her. Kedushin maskalu mea idna, umigmar loy nigmru adla macher. Maybe I'm just saying it's one long transaction starting today, but since I'm doing the nesina tomorrow, it's not going to complete till tomorrow, and therefore I did not mean to do separate kedushin. I meant to do one long kedushin, a drawn out process. And therefore, maybe it would be chal, because it's one long transaction.
Isn't this worse than it all on the same day?
Yeah, this is much worse. And over here, the Gemara doesn't have Imtim Shlomer. The Gemara is not Paishit, the Shaila. The first couple of Shailas said it was the same day. The Gemara is, according to the Rambam, is Paishit, that they do work. But this, the Gemara is going to come out Teku, and we're not going to be Paishit that it works in this case.
So the Teku is only on this case? The other?
According to the Rambam, the Teku is only on this and the next case. According to the Ravid, the Teku is on all the cases.
According to the Ravid, why would you bring a much worse case the day after?
According to the Rebbe, we're just breaking it up in the first case, and then the more complicated and the harder and harder. I mean, according to the Rebbe, we're just not sure where to draw the line, so we're going through all the options.
Another day is because what's the day got to do with it? Day instead of a nesina? What's the day part of it? Because we don't really know when the kedushin really was. Is that why?
No. Well, clearly the kedushin cannot be until you do the nesina running.
Right. So it's telling you the nesina.
But we're saying I'm saying that they should be chal on two different days. So therefore, it's much more likely that people view different days as separate transactions.
The nesina is one nesina, correct?
don't.
Yeah, it's one sinah, but there was two separate amiras on two separate days. So doesn't that sound like two different transactions? If you like you said, if someone goes into your store one day and goes into your store another day, even if he pays for those, let's say someone buys something from you today and he doesn't pay right away, then he buys something from your store tomorrow and then he pays for both of them at the same time. Do you consider that one transaction or two transactions?
Was the amira at two times, or was he was it at one time where he just said I want it now half and I want tomorrow?
Yeah, so that the amira would still have to be at one time, because otherwise, because if the amira is going to be two separate days, then right. It's clearly two separate transactions.
He said that the day before, it should be half today, half tomorrow, and then the next day he gives the whole...
Right. So then the question is, does that mean he wants one long process, or he purposely broke it up in two different days in order to make it two separate...
But if he would just say straight, I want to be Mekadesh you tomorrow, and then he gives just Nisim without an Amira the next day, that would be fine. Just because he wants to break it up, if he says half, I want it to be Chal half today, half tomorrow?
There is we're gonna see that there is gonna have to be some sort of linkage between the Amira and the Nisina, because otherwise maybe he said Hariat Mekadeshes and then tomorrow he gives a dollar, like what exactly is connecting that dollar to the Amira? So there is going to have to be a clear linkage, but other than that, correct. Okay, and then the last shiloh that we have is, what about shnei chatzich bepruta? If I say combined, I want your two halves with one pruta. Mahu hachavade b'chad zimna ka'amra. Over here, clearly he's saying it's one transaction. Your two halves and one pruta. The guy's just like a mathematician, and he's, I don't know, for some weird reason, saying your two halves for one pruta. Eidema in it. Maybe as long as I say any sort of amira of your two halves, I said the word halves, that's not the way you do. You're Mekadesh a full lady. You don't go ahead and you're not Mekadesh a half a lady. And since he said Shtei Chetzich Bepruta, he apparently meant to be Mekadesh the two halves instead of the one whole, and therefore we have a drasha. Isha v'loy chatzi isha, and therefore perhaps it's not chal, and the Gemara is not push it to Shaila, and for the Gemara, take it. Teku. Tishvi Yitaritz Kushish Vibayas.
But this is the clearest case.
This is by far the clearest case, and even in that case it's Teku. So Kal v'chomer. Right. This is the best one. So if this doesn't work, for sure the other ones don't work. But if this does work, you could still have a suffix. So Rav Chaim points out from this case of Shnei Chatzich Bepruta that it's clear. Rav Chaim wants to say it's clearly not a problem in the Chalais, because over here in the Chalais, the whole entire lady is clearly at one time clearly becoming married. El Ma'isa Chasarin and the Ma'isa. That over here the Ma'isa was the two halves. But there's no problem in the chalitz, because there's no time in between. There's nothing separating. Not all the achronim agree with Rav Chaim. You know, that's for the lamdanim, if anyone wants to learn it in yeshiva.
How do you do the shnekes the pruto? He gave a pruto. One pruta.
Yeah. In all these cases, there's one nesinas pruta. Because if there's no one nesinas pruta, then clearly it can't work. Sorry, yeah.
I'm just saying, Rabbi Kiva, 12 and 12 is not equal 24.
Ah, gewaldic. Gewaldic, that's correct. You have to learn uninterrupted. Boy, Rabbi. Shnei bnei shayach, l'shnei banai b'pruta mahu. Interesting case. The guy, I guess he doesn't want to give two prutas. He's doing two separate marriages. Your two daughters to my two sons. So the halacha is that a father is able to be mekadesh his daughters. And the father is, I don't mean an adult daughter. We're talking about a father is allowed to be mekadesh his ketanis, who are under 12, he's allowed to be mekabel kedushin, and he's the mekabel kedushin, not his daughters, because his daughter, his daughter doesn't have a yad, and he could marry off his daughters. So he accepts a kedushin for both of his daughters with only one pruta, and there's also a father could be a father could be a naira. So by a naira, she has a yad, and he has a yad. And by a ketana, only the father has the yad.
What you said in this case here, only ketana?
No, or up to 12 and a half. Yeah. I was saying by a ketana, only the father could be mekadesh. By a nara, then they both have a yad. Then they both could do it.
Over here, it has to be that the father, he's the shaliach for the son. The sons have to have a
yeah. So, however, let's say you want your son to marry a certain girl. Too bad. You have to convince your son. So clearly, in the case of the Shnei Beneich, and a Katan can't make a marriage. So clearly, in that case, the two sons made their father a shliach. You pick for us a girl, and he picked for them two sisters. So you have one father who's a shliach of his two sons, and one father who's the actual in control of the two kedushin, and they do with one pruta mahu. Do you say baser noisin umakabel adlina, and do you say we go after the makabel, and the makabel is the father, and the father got the pruta, the ikamamayna, and he got a shava pruta. Oidilma baser did hu adlinan, or maybe we go after the chalois, and who's the chalois to? I mean, do you go after the mice, and the mice is being done by the father, or do you go after the chalois, and the chalois is being done to the daughters? So then you have two daughters for one pruta, that means a half a pruta each. That's a half a pruta each, for a luck, and then you don't have money. You have two daughters being married off with one pruta. So do you say, well, the one father got a pruta for two kedushin, so the maisa is to the father of one pruta, or do you say since it's being chal to the two separate daughters, so one pruta can't work for two daughters, because one pruta for two daughters is the same thing as saying 50 cents each, right? One daughter for two daughters, it's the chalais was being chal.
When kedushin by a nara goes to the father, right.
Yeah. The money. So you go with Buster the Nisin and the Makaba and the father. Yeah.
General.
Correct.
The
father keeps the money.
She could marry herself off.
A Nara card. Yeah, but
without her father's consent. Without her father's consent.
What?
Without
her
father's
consent. Yeah. Correct. But
I'm saying this would be you.
Yeah, but that's not really the topic.
Yeah. That's why I'm. That's what I'm here.
But complicated enough. Let's just focus on that.
That makes the most sense, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I just tried to keep it simple. That was all.
So if he goes after him, then he is off. He's doing it for two people.
Right. So that's our topic. The topic is do you go after who gets the money? And since the father is the one that is getting the money, the father got a shava pruta. And the fact that he decided to do it for one daughter, two daughters, three daughters doesn't make a difference because there's a maisa kedushin. Meaning, is it that a chalais kedushin? Do you look at the result? And the result is two girls with one pruta. That's no good, because that's a half a pruta per girl. Or do you say is that you have to give to one person who's getting the money a pruta, and he can make the kedushin. He can do it to one, two, or three daughters.
So if it had been two separate men, they couldn't do that either, right? I mean, combining with one
two brothers.
So over here it was two brothers, but it doesn't really make a difference if it's two separate. It doesn't make a difference because the father's only a shliach. So Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says Baser Nosin and Makabel Adlin, and Tosfos says Baser Nosin is really Lav Dafka, because we learned by Eved Kanani that you don't have to, right? We learned on the previous Amud by Eved Kanani that you don't have to lose a pruta, she just has to get a pruta. Let's say I don't give a pruta at all, but someone else gives a pruta for me. It's still good. So the father could give the pruta for me. So it's not that the man has to give a pruta. It's okay if the man gives a half a pruta, which some other mysteriously turns into a pruta for her. No, so you have a maisa kedushin with a full pruta. It's just, but there's no like chalais on the chalais is on the lady. He's buying her. She's not buying him. So she has to receive a pruta. So even though the Gemara says baser noisin and makabel adlin, there are others trying to disagree. But I'm going to go simply like Tosfos says the noisin is not there. So imkin, it doesn't have to be two brothers. It could just be two random people that were makabel ones that made one shliach. If they had two separate shluchim, then each shliach would have to give it. Okay, so we have to see a few Rashis here. Pascha. Pasko, Vahavai ki Mekadesh lechatzam. Pasko always means it's two separate transactions. You cut the two separate transactions, and then it's like Kedushin for half. Moyne v'hoylechu. Or do you say it's one big process, and he's just being clever, and he's just counting half and half as whole? And when he said at the beginning, I'm being Mekadesh half, he meant to finish off and saying, and the second half also. But Lav L'Chatzon, when he never meant to do a Kedusha L'Chatzon, he always meant to do one big process, the Chatzi Pruta Lav B'Trisu. Because certainly, you can't make a Kedusha with a half a Pruta, and you can't do it to a half a lady. Kivan de Amar B'Pruta Pascha. However, if he said a full Pruta, then maybe he thought that it was a separate transaction. And then maybe his intention was from the beginning to do one transaction for half, and then he decided to do a separate transaction for the other half. But maybe this person did not make a mistake you could do with half a Pruta, but he did make a mistake that you could do Kedushin to only half a lady. And then the Gemara says that no, that the person did not imtim Soloimer, that the person would not make that mistake to half a lady. Then you say kol b'yomi hoyel v'daiti legoimrei hayoim, he meant to do it as one big kedushin. And then the Gemara wanted to know, what about if it was separate days? Then on this last shaila, l'shnei banai, to my two sons. So Rashi points out, behim gdoilim, because you can't, even though a father can marry off his ketana, however, a father cannot marry off his katan. So therefore, he's doing it for his two gdoilim, but through shliach lekadesh, and his two sons made him a shliach lekadesh. And it doesn't have to be his two sons, we're just making the case simple that you have two brothers and they're marrying two sisters, but really it could be two men making one shliach to do it.
The father of the girl is accepting one pruta, and that's enough for both girls because...
So the Gemara's question is if you did one pruta, so is it that the Maisa Kedushin requires a pruta? And since over here you only did one Maisa Kedushin, there was only one Nisin and one Mekabel, so therefore all you need is one pruta. Or do you say that since the Kedushin's being Chal, right, two ladies are getting married, so each marriage requires a full pruta. Do you look at the person who's getting the money? The girls don't get the money if the father is being Mekadesh them.
It's teiku, right?
The Gemara answers teiku.
What does the Hava mean that two girls can be bought with one pruta? I don't understand.
There's no Hava mean, again, so I want to make it clear, there's no Hava mean that one man could go over to two ladies and say, I'm being Makayashi with the Pruta here, split the dollar between you. But over here, because over there, that's basically, you have to do two separate Kedushins. But over here, there's one father, and he's in complete charge of their Kedushin, and he keeps the money. The money is not going to the daughters.
It will not be split up anyways.
The money's not being split up at all. He's getting the full dollar. However, with that $1, he's trying to marry off two of his daughters, and not just one of his daughters. So do we look at the result of the fact that there are two things, or we say it's one transaction, since it's one Mekabel, so it's one store owner selling two items. If one store owner sells two items, is that two transactions, or is that one transaction?
The father's doing one transaction on both girls.
Right. So it's one Maisa, but the result is two different marriages. Yeah?
Buy one, get one.
Yeah, I was just going to point out, like, this guy's, like, really trying to stretch his dollar here. Like he couldn't afford the second proof, you know?
Yeah, but it can't be one person because it's somebody
Yeah. Yeah, it's not one person marrying two sisters. Right. So that's the reason why we need two brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're a papa, another suffix. Bitcha uparascha bepruta mahu. The guy gives $1, one pruta, and he wants to, A, be Mekadesh, your daughter, and second of all, he also wants to buy your par, and he wants to do it with one pruta mahu. Then do you say, mi aminu, what's this guy's kavana? Do you say, bitcha b'chatzi pruta, I want to do kedushin to your daughter with half of that pruta, with 50 cents, uparoscha b'chatzi pruta. Maybe that's what he meant, 50 cents for your daughter, and 50 cents to buy the cow. Oy Dilma, maybe no one's crazy enough to do that. bitcha bepruta. I meant the full dollar is going to go completely to your daughter. Paroscha, I also, by the way, want to buy, you know, if I'm going to marry your daughter, I need a way to get milk or something, so I want to buy paroscha b'mashicha. But not with the money at all. Paroscha b'mashicha, even though he didn't speak it at all, teiku. So that's very interesting. The guy didn't say anything about mashicha. All he said, bitcha paroscha b'pruta, and maybe he meant bitcha with the full pruta, and paroscha b'mashicha. Why would we say that? So I think that the question is, are we a literalist? We only look at your words, or you have to look at context. You have to go ahead and think, what did the guy mean? First of all, most people know you can only do kedushin with a pruta. Second of all, you cannot buy a para with a pruta. We paskin that metalphalin are not like karka, and metalphalin you could only be kind of b'mashicha, and you can't be kind of b'kasef. So even though he said bitcho parascho b'pruta, he was like trying to rush it, but it's more logical perhaps to say that he meant bitcha with the pruta, and parascha I really meant b'mashicha. And the case is clear that he did mashicha. If he didn't do mashicha, then of course the ritzvah points out that then we'll assume, one second, if he didn't do mashicha, then we'll assume he meant to, like the first way, bitcha and chatzi pruta and parascha b'chatzi pruta. But since he did do a mashicha on the para, and it's logical that he didn't mean to do a half a pruta and make both of them not work, so therefore the Gemara comes at it with a teiku that perhaps maybe he meant bitcha with the full pruta and parascha b'mashicha.
Right. And in the other case, we figure the guy just doesn't, he's amorous and he doesn't know how you...
Right. So let's say in the earlier case, the question is, he like a double, let's say a half a pruta for a half a lady. So did he mean to make a double mistake, or maybe no, he'll only make one mistake, and then that's the Gemara's second suffix. He wouldn't make a double mistake of a half a pruta and a half a lady, but maybe he would make a mistake of a whole pruta on a half a lady. Maybe for some reason he thinks you could be Mekadesh a half a lady. The question is, what level of amaratzis could we assume, or how much are we willing to change the person's words to make sense?
That's when there are ladies like Land and you get metalphalin
to
drug along with
us. Yeah, so there is a concept called Kenyan Agav. But you want to know that just like you could drag along metalphalin with karka, so maybe you want to go ahead and drag along a para with a lady. So that's an interesting question. I mean, how much is there a hekesh between an adam and karka that you could do it? So at the end of the day, I would say that you can't do it, because over here, kedushin at the end of the day is not really it's not a monetary transaction. It's a kedushin. Over there, if you buy karka and you buy a para, though, they're both monetary transactions, so you could drag it along. Over here, you're not buying the lady as a slave. You're being mekadesh her. So you can't drag along with kedushin to drag along a whole different type of transaction of buying a para, though they're two total different categories. So I don't believe that you can drag it along.
There was a talking about the matana, right? She gave a matana to a person. We
right.
Like to say that that's how it was working.
Right, and then the Gemara came out that bothered that you cannot do it over there.
Because what I was talking about was through the Tevasana.
Right. Let's take a look at Rashi. Oy dilma bitcha bepruta, the meida yada. He certainly knows He knows for sure that a lady needs a full pruta. That halacha everyone knows. This halacha of not being mekadesh half a lady, most people who didn't learn kedushin daf zayin never really thought of this halacha. But everyone knows a pruta is the minimum amount, because not only is pruta the minimum amount for kedushin, it's also for mamonos. Always, less than a pruta is never money. So that's a much more famous halacha. Meida yada, he certainly knows with batzmei pruta loy mekacha. Uparasa loy amar al pruta. So even though he said the para, the para part, he meant I want to buy the para, but he didn't mean the pruta. El shetikna lekashim shulchana. Rather, I meant that you'll be kind of the para when you're going to go ahead and do the mashiach. And taka, and taka he did the meshicha. So that would be the Gemara suffix. So the question is that even if a person doesn't know the halacha of a chatzi isha, but perhaps he does know the halacha of chatzi pruta, that's a much more famous halacha. Throughout Chas, we always talk about a chatzi pruta is nothing. This is the only Gemara that I know of that really talks about being mekadesh a half a lady. It's not the most common halacha.
How do you think he's acquiring about Mashiach? He's not paying anything. I don't understand.
What is the Mashiach is a kinyan. Again, there's two things. There's the payment, and then there's the Maisa Kenyan. So the Kenyan is being done by Meshicha. Payment, you know, we could always work out. That could be $100, that could be $1. Payment could be even a half a pruta. A Kenyan Kesef needs a pruta. Payment is however much you charge and however much I agree, right? I could buy a widget for a half a pruta. I just can't do a Maisa Kenyan with a half a pruta.
He could be giving it.
Or maybe since I'm marrying your daughter, then I'm saying is I'm willing to marry your daughter as long as you give me the power. Maybe that's why he sort of put it in one sentence, because otherwise it's like sort of odd, you know. Why don't you do your financial transactions separately from your marriage transactions? So now the Gemara continues.
So why does it take, let's say the guy's a Talmud Chacham, obviously he knows Halacha.
Yeah, but he didn't say it. If it's a Talmud Chacham, why was he talking that way?
Because
so the question is, do we
take... Yesterday he did Meshicha. Every day he comes and buys a cow, he does Meshicha.
Yeah, but he should have spoken clearer. So the question is, do we just look at your words, or do we try to reinterpret it? The question is, how obvious is it to reinterpret? I just want, maybe it'll be a little clearer. I just want to finish off the flow, because there's one more shayla, and then... I'll get back to you. I just want to make sure. What time do you finish? 6:50?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to finish one more shayla just to get the flow, and then we could try to answer all the questions. Boy Ravashi, bitcha v'karka acha b'pruta mahu. I want to be mekadesh your daughter, and I want to buy your land b'pruta. Very similar. The previous case was your daughter and the parah. Here I want bitcha, and I want this house. You know, if I'm going to marry your daughter, I need a house. So I'm buying your daughter, I'm marrying your daughter, and also I would like that house, b'pruta, very cheap house. Mahu. Do you say, b'tcha b'chatzi pruta, b'karka'acha b'chatzi pruta? Did he mean to say, I'm buying your daughter for half a pruta, I'm marrying your daughter for half a pruta, and I meant to buy your karka for half a pruta, and therefore both transactions will not work? Or maybe once again, I meant your bitcha, I know, needs a full pruta. And then the karka, I meant to be kind of bechazaka as a present, or I'll set up a separate payment plan. Teku. So why is the Gemara... So this sounds like the exact same shayla, right? So why is the Gemara asking it? The answer is, because we just mentioned, the para cannot be nikna b'kasef, because the talpun are not nikna b'kasef midrabanan. However, karka could be nikna b'pruta. So therefore we're saying is, in the first case, the guy's going to have to make a double mistake. A, he thinks you could do kedushin with a chatzi pruta, and B, he thinks you could be kind of a para with a chatzi pruta, which A, you can never be kind of anything with a chatzi pruta, and B, even if it was a full pruta, you couldn't be makadisha. But here, it's not so bad of a mistake. So again, it's always like a degree of how many mistakes could we assume he means, or do you just take his word literally, right? I mean, so let's take a look at Rashi. B'kaka acha b'chadaka kisha achzik ba. When I'm going to do a kinyan chazaka, right? The way you could be kind of karka is with a kasef, or a shtar, or a chazak. And this guy, he didn't write a document, and we're trying to say he's not doing it. Well, that's how self he could be doing with kasef. Maybe he's doing it with the third option of chazaka. So the Gemara thing is that even if you want to go ahead, it's not an imtim salimer. Both of them are a teku over here, but it's but Rav Ashi is sort of leading on. He's saying that even if by a par we will assume that a person won't make so many mistakes, but by karka that's less mistakes, then maybe we have the shaila or not.
Why,
teku.
If it's totally based on his kavana, why do we end up with teku instead of just saying, hey, it's a sub condition, whatever was in his mind, we don't know. So he has to have a get if he wants to marry someone else, or she has to have a get if she wants to marry someone else. And
yeah,
it is.
So teku will be a suffix condition, right? And then
teku means that
we don't know.
we don't know right now, but then...
Tishmini Tayar is Kosher Bayis.
Then we'll know. But, it, even,
but
even at that time...
No, but meanwhile, she's now Safik Mekadeshes.
Right, that's the Lamaisa. But why doesn't
he... Or then they... If, by the way, if he really likes her, he could just make a new Kedush. It's not like she's Nitzcha. If you try to be Mekadesh her and you do it the wrong way, assuming that... The boy and the girl still like her, each other. They could do another kedushin. So it's not like a suffix kedushin. It's just a suffix. You have to do it right. There were cases that a guy by mistake wasn't kind of the ring, and then they sort of just made him do kedushin again. You know, very quietly. You know, maybe the first chasana worked or didn't work, but either way, they're still 100% married. So it's not a shadow of get necessarily. It's a suffix kedushin. And now, what would you like to do? If you want to stay married, just do another kedushin.
Right.
Do I have to, like, star 9?
Yeah, star 9-1.